achieve getting married, buying a house, etc., etc., etc. But beyond that, I don't think I'm prepared to commit myself.
Mm.
You see, because I think she thought when the thing was being discussed that I wouldn't be sort of prepared to say, yes, okay, I'll give you a go at it.
Yeah.
But if she had said to me, well, yes, all right, those are, that's the circumstance, and I would have said, well, look, all right, I know what I'm doing now. I know which basis I'm working on. So I'm prepared to give you a go at it, but I know now that I've got to follow up and back up and do this and do that and do the other. But at this stage in the game, you know, I'm only halfway there because she didn't give me the benefit of complete confidence.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I've had the feeling for some time that this was going to happen, and I started to try to make arrangements to sort of cover the situation and sort of train someone else. But if she had been totally honest in the first place, I would have said, all right, I'll give you a go at it, but I know what I'm doing, I can make arrangements.
Mm. Maybe she didn't know.
Well, I suppose she didn't. I mean, I don't know, but... I mean, you could, I mean, I don't know the detail, but let's say, well, look, you know, you must go on the pill or something like this, and do with me. I mean, they've got to decide for themselves. I don't want to run people's lives. But, I mean, I think sometimes, as I say, I think there is a little bit of attitude that, well, sort of, you know, the employer comes last. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas I think, you know, if they would just sort of say, well, okay, let's give them the benefit of doing so, you know, we might have a little bit, it's not bad at all, you know, one doesn't, I'm not complaining altogether, but there is sometimes a little bit of feeling, I get that, you know, it's only the company, you know, sort of. We'll work everything out and they come on the end, as it were.
Is she a good worker, this girl?
Yes. I hesitate because I think the answer to that has got to be yes, but sort of question mark. You know, she could be a lot better.
And when you, because you presumably you promoted her because you thought she was your best choice out of...
At the time she was.
Yeah.
I have a little option at time. Because in this particular area, I've been, you know, this is the problem. You can get sort of caught in a little system or routine over a sort of short term in a couple of 3 years, I mean, that sort of, I had one girl that was the head of this section, and she wasn't young, but neither was she old. And some of the people in there were younger people that were training along, etc. And there was a reasonable balance of sort of, say, maturity and youth, probably. But then, I think the sort of, the youth thing began to come up to the one that was in the senior situation was sort of more tending to lean to the sort of youth rather than the maturity, as it were. And she eventually became pregnant and left. And, you know, I moved another girl forward and so on, you know. But I found that I'd sort of fall into a bit of a trap of having quite a lot of youngsters.
Mm.
Well, not a lot of youngsters, because only three or four, but there was more age than sort of common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that can be a bit of a bother, really. Because you find that you... You know, you're sort of faced with a bit of a problem trying to get somebody to come in and sort of run the thing from outside, and then...
And that's not popular, is it?
No.
Yes, it must be very difficult. are you... I mean, as in your role as accountant, rather than as in charge of the office, are you involved in wage negotiations for the whole plant?
Not essentially so, no. We get into the sort of fringe of it, dealing with it and sort of getting out facts and figures and whatnot, but we don't actually go and sit at the table and negotiate because we have people that do that for us.
Among the facts and figures would be employment costs for that per worker.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. What I'm interested in is the relative expense of part-timers as against full-timers and whether you calculate that.
Well, yes, and I suppose our part-timers do perhaps cost us a little more money overall, but then again it's a question of, sort of, I think it's it's balanced to some extent by the fact that you haven't got them and you're not paying them and you don't need them, sort of thing.
Yeah. And what about in terms of productivity? I mean, do you think they work harder because they're actually working fewer hours?
Well, yes, but as I say, there are certain routines that we follow, and they are very much a daily routine thing.
Mm.
And we have to meet certain requirements by our system, computer-wise, etc., on a daily basis. And sort of we know what our work pattern is. It's not like in some offices, there are little sections here that can, you know, they say, oh, well, all right, if we don't want to do that this week, we won't be able to leave it over.
Mm.
But we don't encourage that. We encourage this sort of day-to-day routine, because I think I told you that sort of by Wednesday morning of this week, we know exactly what our situation was of last week, the close of business on Saturday, which we'll say is midnight on Saturday.
Yes.
We've got a complete sort of operating statement. We know what we produced and how much it's cost us, what profit we've made, etc., etc.
Mm.
Bearing in mind that certain things are estimated, but quite a lot of the information is actual.
Mm.
So we work all that out. So, as I said, the thing generates itself on a day-to-day, which is the work that they're concerned with.
Yeah.
And so they know, I mean, somebody comes in and they know, well, all right, today we've got to do that. Tomorrow we shall have to do, the same functions are there, but they may be slightly different because it's Tuesday instead of Monday, etc. And Wednesday, again, certain functions have to be done, but there are some things that are different from Monday and Tuesday because it's Wednesday, you know, and so on. But the workload is very much sort of acknowledged in quite a number of the sections to be of a day-to-day routine, and they sort of work them up and they know where they are. So when they get to the end of the day, they think, well, that's it, today's finished, and we haven't got a lot necessarily to come back to and pick up in the morning.
It's very similar.
But it's the same sort of thing tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, I suppose it's probably the, I don't know, somebody saying, well, all right, you've got to knock 29 nails in every day, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That's an oversimplification, probably.
Fine.
Well, sorry, an oversimplification, but once you've got it, you know, that's it. Is that on or off?
Yes.